Jack Record.
Well, hi there, everybody. Once again, Matt Volbrick coming at you with part number 3 of the iPad Overview Podcast. Very, very excited to be back with you once again. Hope you've been enjoying these podcasts, and I want to remind you to keep your questions coming because we would like to answer them for you. I will take some time in a future podcast and specifically address questions that you might have, so keep those questions coming. Remember, I'll give you that email address at the beginning and the end of the podcast this time. It's mjvolbrecht@embarkmail.com. That's M as in Matt, J, V as in Victor, O-L-L, B as in Barbara, R-E-C-H, T as in Thomas, at embarkmail.com. mjvolbrecht@embarkmail.com. In this particular podcast, what I'd like to do for you is show you a couple of very accessible apps that I've mentioned, and I'd like to also show you how to delete an app from your device if you choose to do so, and we might even get into a little bit of the calendar and contacts apps as far as creating new events or adding new contacts to your iPad. And remember that in a very general sense, these procedures that I show you are identical to the iPhone and iPod Touch, and also remember that you can pretty much discover this stuff by just playing around, but I'm just giving you some helpful tips because everybody's different. People learn in different ways. There is an app that I installed that I don't know whether it was removed from the App Store or what the case may be, but it's no longer available, and right within the app it says that there are issues and that this app no longer works and so on. And so I would like to remove it. It happens to be on page 6. I've got my iPad right here. So I'm going to go ahead and remove that app. And I actually happen to already be on page 6. So I just need to find the app. It's the Facebook Ultimate app. I have another Facebook app. And actually, as of right now, I don't even have a Facebook account yet, but I'd like to get one, and I was playing around with the apps a little. I'm looking for Ultimate.
UI voiceband. Welcome app. Big West World US Ultimate. Editor's Ooh. Ultimate.
There it is.
Double tap to open.
Now, normally what you do to remove an app is you tap and hold. For us, it would be a double tap and then hold the second tap. I'm going to do that until I hear 3 tones and it says moving and the name of the app, or sometimes it'll say moving slash delete. Let's do it.
Moving Ultimate.
Okay.
Time Mobile. Delete.
That brings us into a very special menu where any app we touch can be deleted in 2 simple steps. I'm going to go to the Ultimate one.
Voice Band. Well, Big Weather. World Atlas. USA Today. Ultimate. Delete.
We double tap and listen to what happens.
Alert. Delete Ultimate. Deleting Ultimate will also delete all of its data. Delete. Button. Cancel. Button. Cancel.
We're going to go
button,
to delete.
Delete. Button.
Double tap.
Alert. Please rate Ultimate before deleting. Alert. Please rate Ultimate before deleting. Tap.
Oh, please, let's let it
please
read
rate
that.
Rate Ultimate before deleting. Tap a star to rate.
We're not going to.
Rating. 0 stars. Adjustable. Swipe up to increase. Swipe down to decrease. No thanks. Button. Rate. Dimp. Button. Rate. No thanks. Button. Editor's choice. Delete.
Now we're still in that menu, and to get out of it, we need to press the home button.
Time Mobile. Double tap to open.
And the app has been removed. Now, I should mention that if you also have the app in your iTunes library, you will need to remove it from there also if you sync applications. Otherwise, the next time you connect it to your computer, the app will be back on your device again. So you can do custom syncs, and we'll talk about iTunes actually in a later podcast. I've decided to do a podcast in the not-too-distant future on using iTunes on a computer. Primarily, my focus will be on the Mac, but I'll try to talk about it also from the Windows perspective for those of you who've got PCs instead of Macs. Because if you look at the big picture, iTunes is needed for all of this stuff, at least in a very small way. At first, you need it. Well, at first you need it entirely. For any Apple mobile device, you know, to get it going, and a lot of your content may be on computers. So that's a very important factor. I'm going to give you an overview of iTunes, going to kind of give you perhaps an introduction to tagging. So if you have MP3s that did not come from an audio CD that had a database online, or perhaps an entry in the database rather, or if it didn't come from the iTunes store or another store that uses tagging, but you've got other MP3s and they're all showing up as unknown, how do you fix this and how do you make it work for you, and how do you do custom syncs and all of that? So we're going to get into that in a future podcast. For right now, I want to take some time and show you a couple of apps that I have found to be very accessible, and I'd like to start out with some iPad-specific apps, and we're going to begin with
Twilight.
We're going to begin with Big Oven
Double
Pro.
Double Tap Urban Spook UYH Voice Band Wolfram Alpha Big Oven Pro. Double Tap to open. Big Oven Pro. Big Oven Heading.
Let's just start flicking.
Big Oven Heading.
To the right.
170,000 plus recipes. Heading. Find a recipe. Use up leftovers. Recent raves. What's cooking around me? My kitchen. Grocery list.
Now we're in my kitchen. Heading. A new heading. So I'm assuming you could use rotor gestures up and down to go from heading to heading quickly, too.
Grocery list. Favorite recipes. Try soon recipes. Recipes I've made. Elsewhere. Heading.
And then the elsewhere heading.
Big Oven Food Glossary. Help. Feedback. More. Search. Button. Shopping cart. Button. Good and chewy chocolate chip cookies. Make this tonight. Make this tonight.
And that's it. There must be a featured recipe at the bottom. Let's try the up rotor gesture.
Make. Make.
Well, we're in words right now.
Characters. Words. Characters.
Okay.
Words.
This is not going to support web navigation rotor gestures because apparently, even though it's in headings, VoiceOver does not recognize this as a website. So that's okay. We can jump around. Let's take a look at the rest of the screen.
Big Oven. Use up leftovers. Recent rate. Big Oven. Heading. 170,000. Find a recipe.
Okay. I'd say we're pretty much on...
Use up leftovers.
What we've got is... Okay. So, now, what I can do... I don't have grocery lists made or anything in this yet, but let's say I want to find a recipe.
Find a recipe. Search by title. Search by title. Text field. Is editing. Auto correction on. Auto cap on.
So, I'm assuming there's a keyboard available. We can type a recipe we might be searching for, but I don't even know what's in here, so I want to browse. I'm just going to start flicking.
Search Big Oven. Button. Keyboard. Capital Q.
All right, let's hide the keyboard. Bottom right, there's a...
Hide keyboard. Search 170,000 plus recipes. By title. One of four. Selected. Search 100... Search
That's it.
By
okay.
title. By keyword. Get ideas. Leftovers. Four of four. Search by title. Text field. Search Big Oven. Button. Search Big Oven.
All right,
button.
And that's it unless you choose
leftovers.
A different
four
tab.
Four. Get ideas. Three of four.
Because
button.
This is a search tab.
By keyword. Two of four.
So there's button. A lot of search options here, so you don't have to be looking through everything, but I just want to get ideas.
Get ideas. Three of... Get ideas. Three of four.
Now let's
selected.
See what this looks like.
Left of... Search by keyword. Text field. Auto correction on. Auto cap on.
So I'm assuming you could
double
still
tap to edit.
Search here. If you want to have ideas for certain ingredients and so on.
Search Big Oven. Search Big Oven.
Maybe we
button.
Need to hit Search Big Oven without any keywords. Or no, actually, you know what? Okay. Sometimes when you're at the end of something and it gives you that sound like you can't go any further, on the iPad that's not always the case because of the split screen. So you need to move. I want to check.
Search by key. Course. Leftovers. Four of four. Get
okay,
ideas.
Wait.
Three of four.
Okay.
Search by keyword.
We can search text here.
Auto correction.
If we go to the right.
Auto cap on. Course. Popular ingredients. Appetizers. Any. One of. Search Big Oven. Any. One of 222. Pick appetizers. One of 11. Picker item. Adjustable.
Okay.
Swipe up or down to change
these
the value.
Are pickers. So let's go up and see.
Bread. Two of 11. Breakfast. Three. Desserts. Drinks. Main dish. Six of. Salad. Side dish. Eight. Soups. Marinades and sauces. 10 marinades and sauces. 10 of 11. Soup, side, salad, main, drink, dessert, breakfast, bread, appetizer, appetizers. 1 of 11.
Okay. So we have some choices here. I'm just going to go ahead and pick appetizers. Let's say we're looking for something to start out our meal. Now let's go to the right.
Any. 1 of 222. Picker item. Adjustable.
What did we say this
swipe
was?
Swipe up or down to change
ingredients?
The ingredients. Popular ingredients.
Yeah, popular ingredients.
Cool.
We
appetizer,
did the course.
Any.
I'm not going to look through all 222 of these, but
adjustable.
Let's just get an idea.
Abalone, two of acorn squash, all-purpose flour, almonds, five of anchovies, six of 222.
All right,
almonds,
let's just leave it on any ingredients.
One of search Big Oven, button, search Big Oven.
Now, apparently, you do have to hit search.
Big oven, back button.
There's still our back button, so we can always get back.
Search, heading.
Okay.
Jalapeno bacon wrap, appetizers, wraps and rolls. Buffalo wings, hot wings, appetizer, bacon wrap, chicken, appetizers, chicken satay skewers, buffalo chicken wing dip, appetizer, skewered honey balsamic chicken.
Let's just pick buffalo chicken wing dip.
Appetizers, dips and spreads. Buffalo chicken wing, big oven, back button.
We still have our back button.
Search, heading. Jalapeno bacon wrap, buffalo wings.
Okay,
hot
now
wings.
We still have the list here too, but I'm assuming on the right side.
Big oven, back button, search, head. Big oven, search, jalapeno.
Probably.
Buffalo.
Well, maybe not. Maybe we need.
Bacon, horseradish, stuffed mushrooms.
Go. Oh, that sounds good
mushrooms.
Too. Maybe we need a three finger scroll.
Showing rows 14 to 22 of 26.
Okay.
Tortilla roll up. Gambas salad. Tortilla roll ups. Deviled eggs with bacon and cheese. Appetizer.
Oh, that never sounded too.
Gambas salad.
I need to play with this.
Basic guacamole. Gambas salad.
What I'm looking for is the recipe
basic,
for what I just selected.
Basic guacamole. Gambas salad. Basic. Gambas salad. Basic. Basic
okay.
Guac. Boiled chicken breasts and shred meat. Rate this recipe. Boil preparation. 11 reviews. Vertical line view review.
I found it.
2.
Right hand side.
1 more step. Recipe 5. 12. Servings. Delicious appetizers, dips and spread. Buffalo chicken wing dip. iPad underscore Beagle underscore action underscore sub. Button. Font size large. 3. Font size normal. 2 of 3. Font size small. 1. Prepare. 2 of 2. Overview. 1 of 2. So shopping cart.
Now.
Button. Search. Button.
Okay.
Shop. Overview.
We're in the overview.
1 of 2. Selected.
We can also go to
prepare.
In this,
iPad,
it's going to tell us what we
appetizers,
have.
Dips and spreads American. Delicious taste of buffalo wings without the messy fingers. Servings. 12. Recipe 5. Dimmed. 1 more is dimmed. Dimmed. 2. Dimmed. 11 reviews. Vertical line view reviews. Dimmed. Preparation. Boil chicken breasts and shred meat from bone. Spray a 9x 13 inches baking pan with non-stick cooking spray. Add chicken and remainder of ingredients to pan. And stir. Bake at 350 degrees for 30 minutes. Serve with tortilla chips or crusty bread. Rate this recipe. Add to shopping cart. Button. Ingredients. 5 a chicken breast halves, 2 cups cheddar cheese, sharp 8 ounces cream cheese, 16 ounces blue cheese dressing, chunky style 12 ounces hot sauce, Frank's Red Hot, 2 stalks celery finely chopped. 5 a chicken.
Now remember,
chicken
you have your
halves,
rotors.
Chicken breast halves, 2 cups cheddar cheese, sharp 8 ounces cream cheese, 16 ounces blue cheese.
So you can always read whatever you want. Now let's use the back.
Buffalo chicken wing dip. Search. Heading. Big oven. Back button. Big oven. Heading. Big oven. Heading. 170,000. Find a recipe. Use up leftovers.
And we're back. Okay. Our, let's go to the...
Check record.
Well, they do have a grocery list section of this, but it actually is not as powerful as the one that I use regularly, which is not an iPad exclusive app, but does work perfectly on the iPad, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. So I went back home. This app is accessible, as you can see, and the grocery list part is too, but it's just not as good as the other one as far as features. There are two other recipe programs that I have on here that are both accessible as well. Mac Gourmet, I think I mentioned to you, is the sister program to the desktop version. And Epicurious Recipes. So we'll come back to the grocery list app. I would like to now show you on this page while we're
at
it.
Portrait flip. Portrait. Landscape.
Let's see what else.
Time mobile. Urban view. Voice. Well, big weather HD.
Weather HD.
Double tap to open.
I mentioned I was playing with this one, and I do like it.
Weather HD. Cupertino.
Right away, you see Cupertino.
Cupertino. City arrow 01 next.
Go to the next city.
Now.
And it gives you the information, and you can edit cities and add them, as I have.
City arrow 01.
I'm going to go to the next city.
Altoona.
That's my city.
City arrow 01. Now. Sunny. 80 degrees sine F. High. 78 degrees sine F. Low. 58 degrees sine F. Humidity. 41% wind. SW at 20 miles per hour. Forecast button 01B.
There's a second forecast button.
Forecast button 01S. Button.
That's the one you want. Just to read the forecast.
Settings button.
And there's
button.
Settings.
Settings forecast button 01S.
Let's go there. Okay.
Settings button. Set Tuesday. 78 degree sign. 58 degree sign. Forecast panel play. Button. Button. Wet. 80 degree sign. 56 degree sign. Thursday. 66 degree sign. 38 degree sign. Friday. 46 degree sign. 35 degree sign.
It's getting chillier as the week goes on.
Forecast panel play. Button.
That may be a video. I haven't tried that.
Windy.
Now it's going to tell you what the conditions are like each day, starting with Tuesday.
Windy. Partly cloudy. Rain. Rain and snow.
Friday does not sound pleasant.
Rain and snow.
And that's it. I don't know whether these would give you
check record
videos or what exactly they do on those play buttons, but anyways,
you do have sign,
the weather,
58
and it's
sign.
Very easy to access using that second forecast button.
Home. Weather HD.
Now, another home program that I'd like to show you that's accessible is the Reuters News Pro application.
Calendar. Contact.
And it happens to
double calendar.
Be, I
contact,
believe,
doc.
On
Safari.
Page
1 of 6.
Oh,
page
I gotta find
six.
Out.
Doc. iPod.
2? No.
Page 2 of 6.
Maybe
page
3.
Page 2 of 6. Etchafin. Page Chasm. Page 3 of 6. Page 3 of 6. iChalkboard.
It's either 4 or
page
5.
Page 4 of ABC Player. Page 4 of page 4 of 6. News Pro.
News Pro.
Double
page
tab
five.
To open.
We'll open this.
News Pro, news topics.
And right away we can just start reading.
Top news. At least 25 dead in West Virginia mine disaster. Fact box. Perils of U.S. energy production. The music has stopped. Will Sidagroth apologize? The pursuit of natural resources to keep U.S. cars and homes running can be a dangerous task, even in a country with a slate of safety regulations.
That had to do with that.
The fact box. Perils of U.S. energy production.
Yes, okay.
The pursuit of natural resources. Charles Chuck Prince and Robert Rubin are often blamed for hobbling Citigroup Incorporated. But the former CEO and senior advisor are expected to defend themselves vigorously at a public hearing this week. 4 minutes ago. 23 minutes ago.
Now.
Rescue crews battled to move heavy drills to reach four missing miners on Tuesday at a West Virginia coal mine where an explosion killed 25 others in the deadliest U.S. mining disaster in decades.
I don't double tap any of these.
U.S. Rescue crews battled. U.S. Begins new wave of UPS client tax cases. JAL 2 cut 16,500 jobs. Japan Airlines Corp plans to reduce its workforce by a third within the fiscal year to lower labor costs by 81.7 billion yen a year, the Nikkei Business Daily said.
These seem to be just very general overviews.
U.S.
But
prosecutors are beginning a new wave of UPS-related tax evasion cases against individuals ahead of the April 15th tax filing deadline. Sources familiar with the proceedings said on Tuesday.
If we go further, though.
25 minutes ago. Continue reading.
You can hit continue reading, or.
8 minutes ago. Top news video.
There's some videos further on.
Top news video. Top news video.
And let's see what they are.
Top news video.
I don't
video.
Know if I have to tap that or.
Top news video.
I was the, able to see.
UPS AG clock. The cases. That area will be the next. Whistleblowers in Europe have given authority.
Oh, okay, I moved over to the right side here.
The Internal Revenue Service and its lawyers want to make a big splash to remind people of their duty to report offshore income, one source said. The cases prosecuted so far involved UPS clients with accounts in the range of $10 million and less.
And on the right side, there is the
Wall Street rises on banks.
Article.
U.S. begins new wave of UPS client tax cases.
So let me see if I need to. Like, double tap.
The music has stopped. Will Citigroup apologize? The music has
when
stopped.
When I double tap.
The music has stopped. Will Citigroup by Carrie Wachowski and Dan Wilchins.
Yes. Okay, so what happens is on the left side you have your articles. On the right side you have, on the left side you have your overviews. And then when you double tap one, on the right side you now have the whole story.
Washington, New York, Reuters. Charles Chuck Prince and Robert Rubin are often blamed for hobbling Citigroup Incorporated. But the former CEO and senior advisor are expected to defend themselves vigorously at a public hearing this week. Prince, who famously said in mid-2007, as long as the music is playing, you've got to get up and dance, and Rubin will be grilled by a commission investigating the causes of the financial crisis. The ostensible topic of the hearing is subprime lending, securitization and government-sponsored enterprises. But the real focus seems to be Citigroup.
Okay, now, let's see if we...
Top news. Top news. Top news.
We need to go back.
News topics. News topics.
We're on
top
news topics. Top news.
At least 25 dead in West Virginia mine disaster. Fact box.
Okay, let's, I wanted to go further because I wanted to see some of these videos.
Technology, internet, deals, markets.
Okay, down on the bottom.
World news, politics, U.S. news, business. Greece battered on markets, denies U-turn on IMF.
You have some other choices.
Politics,
world news, markets.
Technology, internet, science, health, sports, news, home. Top news, 4 of 10. Text size underscore decrease. Text size.
You have a lot of choices.
Top news.
Let's hit
news home.
News home. And I want to now look.
U.S.
For the
new wave of upsclap. Jump.
Videos.
28 minutes ago. Continue reading. 11 minutes ago. Top news video. Countdown to nuclear pact. Torrential rainfall floods Rio. U.S. joins S. Korean ship investigation. Calderon visits Mexico quake sites. Last wrecks Baghdad buildings. Business.
Okay, let's just choose
Countdown to Nuclear Pact.
Countdown to Nuclear Pact. Double tap.
Countdown to Nuclear Pact.
And I think it will start automatically.
The U.S. and Russian presidents will sign a nuclear arms reduction pact on Thursday that commits the former Cold War foes to cooperation for the sake of global security. The new cuts in the largest arsenals are a step toward a nuclear-free world, but the head of the Russian Center for Policy Studies, Vladimir Orlov, says its success will depend on the two powers adhering to their commitments.
The treaty now is about only two countries, Russian Federation and the United States. Those countries have more than 95% of all nuclear weapons.
Okay, I'm going to watch this video and I'll come
now
right back then. We'll reconvene in a moment. Okay, so we've taken a look at News Pro. Now, I would like to take a look at the Wikipedia app.
Calendar. Page 1 of 6. Page 1 of 6. Page 2 of 6. Page 2 of 6. Etchafin.
Which I believe
Double
is on page
Shazam.
3.
Monster Maker. Playground. Voice Memos. iBooks. Podcast. iBooks. Playground. Monster Maker.
Well,
Shazam. Page 3 of 6.
Maybe page
3 of
4.
6. 8. Page 4 of ABC Play, Calculator, Sudoku Tablet, Dictionary, Magic Piano, Wikipedian, Pages.
Yes, page Wikipedian. 4. Let's take a look at what you have here.
Wikipedian, icon underscore segmented underscore comb. 1 of 3, selected, but icon underscore segmented underscore relapse. 2 of 3, button.
So, contents,
icon underscore
related,
underscore,
and...
Icon underscore segmented underscore book. 3 of 3,
Not
button.
Sure what
3.
That one was.
Contents, heading, empty list. Dim. Button. Back icon. Dim. Forward icon. Actions. Button. Search Wikipedia. Search field. Auto correction on. Auto cap on. Wikipedia. Access to Wikipedia. The free encyclopedia. Wikipedia. Search Wikipedia.
Okay.
Search field. Auto correction on.
Search
auto cap on. Search Wikipedia. Search Wikipedia. Search field. Is editing. Auto correction on. Auto cap on.
Let's search for just something random. Okay, let's search for Apollo 11.
Keyboard. Capital Q. Shift. Club
X. Okay. Ready? I'll get there.
Capital A. Cap. Wikipedia. I. Wikipedia. Keyboard. P. O. L. 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 O. O. Space. Space. Apollo. More. 1. 1. 1. 0.
Can I get up at the...
More. Letters.
Yes. Put it back.
More. P.
Is there a...
Search.
So there it is. Search.
Icon underscore segmented underscore cone. 1 of 3. Selected.
It's for
button.
A glark.
Let's take a look at what we have.
Icon, crew. Contents. Heading. Crew. Backup crew. Support crew. Flight director. Nomenclature. Mission highlights. Launch and lunar orbit injection. Lunar descent.
Now, can I use the down rotor gesture?
Descent. Character. Landscape. Hook. Characters. Words. Characters.
Check record.
Okay, no, we can't use the rotor gesture, but that's okay. Let's,
home button to the left.
Let's...
Mission statistics. 1. Wing. Apollo command. Sir, CN-107. Mission statistics. Apollo 11.
I think I got past the table.
Apollo 11. Period. Apollo 11. For the racehorse. C. Period. 3. Given before a joint session of Congress. Apollo program. Wing.
On the right hand... Okay, on the left.
Lunar surface operations. Lunar ascent and return.
You have your contents on the right. You have the article.
Apollo 11, heading level 1. Editing of this article by Apollo 11, heading level 1. Crew, heading level 2. Backup crew.
And you know what? You can
three.
Use the up and down rotor gestures on the right. I just wasn't in the right place to do it. The contents tab is on the left. the article's on the right. I need to remember to always get used to that because it's...
Position.
All right, so...
Support crew.
Let's look at the prime crew here.
Position. Astronaut. Commander. Neil Armstrong. Link. Second Stasis Flight. Command Module Pilot. Michael Collins. Astronaut. Link. Second Stasis Flight. Lunar Module Pilot. Crew. Heading Level 2. Position. Crew. Heading... Neil Armstrong. Second. Lunar Module Pilot. Buzz Aldrin. Link. Second Stasis Flight.
Okay, so you can read anything you want. This is a fully functional Wikipedia program.
Content.
And if we
icon
go back to...
Icon underscore segmented underscore cone. One of three. Selected. Button.
Let me see if I can get back. See how easy that would be.
Backup crew. Crew.
Probably if we...
Content. Heading. Icon underscore segmented underscore tap on contents heading crew.
Where's our search box?
Contents heading.
Okay, after all of the table of contents.
Space multimedia map external links NASA multi dim back icon forward icon.
You have
actions.
Actions, and then you have your
search
field again.
Auto correction on.
So you can go back and search for something else.
Apollo 11, heading left. Apollo 11, actions.
Let's see what actions there are too.
56% adjustable. 56 sir. Search in page button. Look up in Wiktionary button. Email link button. Open in Safari button. Dim button. Back icon. Dim. Forward icon. Actions button.
Okay.
Apollo 11, search field.
That's pretty nice.
Dismiss pop-up.
That's a really good,
icon
useful app, and we're going
to
show you some ones that are not just specific to the iPad now, some that work on both the iPhone and the iPod Touch. But before we do that, I would like to just make a couple of quick mentions, a couple of reminders here. Number one is that you don't ever want to forget to hide that keyboard when you're done typing. If you, you know, if you've looked through what you've typed and it's all correct, hide the keyboard because... That makes it easier to navigate and doesn't put you in the wrong boxes and so forth. So always remember to hide the keyboard. And the other thing is, as you've noticed, this has still tripped me up a couple of times, and I really, really like it. It's just that I've got to get used to it, and I'm getting there. And that is that, excuse me, the screen is split oftentimes, and there's information on both sides. In the Mail program, if you're in landscape, and it seems in most cases, in landscape mode, the screen will be split. You will be able to have two sides to the screen, both containing important information. In the Mail program, for example, on the left, you've got your list of messages, and on the right, you've got the message body. But if you flip the device around so that it's in portrait mode, the message takes up the entire screen. Now there's just a couple of reminders for you. All right. Moving on, I'd like to show you the, well, I'll tell you what. Let's begin with an app that I know that you will, well, I hope that you will be interested in. I want to show it to you anyways because I like it. It's the, unlock the iPad here.
356. Unlock.
It's a little more volume.
Mail. One new item. Double tap to open.
Okay. What I'd like to show you is the Fandango Movie app.
Dot Safari. App by YouTube. Videos. You like App Store. Set page 1 of 6. Page 1 of 6. Doc. iPod. Safari iPod.
I would assume it's on.
Page 2 of 6.
Well.
Cupcakes. Cook. Convert. Cook. Cupcake. Page 2 of 6. Page 2 of 6. Etchafin.
3.
Elvis. Epicure. Expedia. Fandango. Double. Portrait. Alert. Fandango would like to use your current location.
We're going to allow that. Now we're in portrait mode. So just...
Fandango would like to use your... Okay. Button. Okay.
There was a
Fandango.
Don't allow button.
Theaters. Button.
But okay. I want to make sure this is in full screen. Bottom right.
Switch to normal mode. Button.
It is. Okay.
Switch to normal mode.
Up,
words.
Oops. Up here we can't.
List view. Button, favorites, all theaters, button, all theaters, favorite, list, map view, equals tickets available.
We're in the theaters tab.
Theaters within.
Let me go up and show you the other tabs, though.
All theaters, but, all theaters, all
theaters.
Maybe
theater. It's at the bottom.
Movies. Button.
Yes.
Oops. No theaters are available within 15 miles of current location. Movies. Button. Theaters. Selected. Button. My account. Button. My account. My account.
Okay.
Button. My account.
We're going to go theaters. Back selected. Up here.
My account. Theaters. Theaters within. 15 miles. Button.
I need to change that.
Current location. 15 miles. Theaters within. 15 miles. Button. Current location. Button. Oops. No theater. Movies. Button. Theater. My account.
That's interesting that I didn't get.
Current location. 15 theaters within. Equals tickets available. Map view. List view. But favorites. All theaters.
Okay.
Button. All theater. Favorite list. Map equals tickets. Theaters
check
within.
The right side.
Radius. Heading.
Yep, it's on the right.
15 miles. Change. Movies. 15 miles. 15 miles. 4 of 12. Movies. 15. Done. Button. 15 miles. 4. 20 miles. 25 miles. 35. 50 miles. 8 of 75 miles.
We're actually going to say that one. 75 miles. I know there's theaters within about 40 miles. There's actually one closer, but it must not be on Fandango. So
15 miles.
Now I need
change. Radius. Find current location. Button. Button. Tap to update your current location. Current location. Switch button. On. Current location. Location. Location settings. Heading. Theaters. Back button. Theaters. Back button. Cancel. Button. Done. Button.
On the left? Okay. Now.
Button. Find current location. Button. Location. Heading. Theaters. Back button.
We're ready to.
All theaters. Button. Favorite list. Map view. Equals tickets available. Theaters within. 75 miles. Button. Up. Current location. Bar and drive-in. 27.3 miles away. Silver drive-in. Richland Cinemas. Carmike Gate. 32.7 miles away. Carmike Park Hills Plaza 7. 33.1 miles away. 100 West Plank Road. Carmike Gate. 32.7 miles away. 600 Logan Valley Mall. Altoona.
Let's use Pennsylvania. This one.
Tap on orange buy button to purchase tickets.
So you can buy tickets, actually, on this, too. Now, let's look at what movies there are.
Showtime's on. April 8th. Button. The Last Song. 4 p.m. 4, out,
oh,
4 p.m. 4.30 p.m. 7 p.m. 7.30 p.m. 9.30 p.m. 10 p.m. Mobile ticketing is available. How to Train Your Dragon. 4.50 p.m. How to Train Your Dragon 3D. Digital 3D
it's
Showtime. 3.45 p.m. Diary of a Wimpy Kid. 4.40, Remember Me. 4, Alice in Wonderland. 4, Alice in Wonderland and Disney Digital 3D. Copy page, button. Digital 3D
okay.
Showtimes.
Okay.
3.45
on any
PM.
Of these movies, you can double
PM.
Tap also, and then you can
PM.
Get a trailer, a description.
8, at remove favorite theater, button. Carmike 8. 600 Logan, 8, 1, 4, 9, 4,
you have the 4. Phone number.
Tap on orange buy button to purchase tickets. Showtimes on. Theaters.
And
back button.
Our back button. Okay. There's a quick look at the Fandango. Now I'd like to show you the
First Aid WK. Double landscape.
I'd like to show you the
home button to
grocery back. Gadget.
First Aid flashlight.
App, I believe.
News.
Well, there's Fluent. Well, I'm not gonna. You know, there's so many good apps, and you can email me if you have questions and so on. Obviously, for me to show you every app would take way, way too long.
Gallery, Gel Doodle, Glow Painter.
But I will show you Grocery
Double
Gadget.
Tap, Google Earth, Gray's Trivia, Grocery G. Double tap to open. Portrait. Grocery G, Tutorials, Heading.
The first thing you get when you open this app is the Tutorials option.
Tutorial YouTube button. View Shopping Lists, button. Do not show again, button. Do not show, View Shopping Lists, button.
We'll tap on View Shopping Lists.
Edit, button.
And
edit button.
There's an edit button that you can edit what lists are in here. You can have multiple lists. And if we start flicking to the right, we'll see what the lists are that currently exist.
Shopping lists, heading, add, button, office supplies, pharmacy items, 0, Thanksgiving dinner, 0, weekly groceries, 0, in lists, 0.00, in carts, 0.00, group, button, connected, button. Button.
Okay, let me just tell you what we've seen. There are four default lists in here. Office supplies, weekly groceries, Thanksgiving dinner and pharmacy items. They all say zero, even though I have some items in weekly groceries, because right now the quantity is set to zero. So you can reuse grocery lists without having to delete items by simply changing the quantity of the item within the list. After that, you saw, well, there was an add list button before that, but then you saw in lists and carts, and then you saw group connected. I am connected to my group. I registered with a username and password on groceryGadgets.com, and I have my iPhone, my iPod Touch, and the iPad all connected to the same group. So it works similarly to the way MobileMe works. If you add an item, change a quantity, remove an item, or do anything else on one device, that change occurs globally, as well as in an online account database, and it's a free account. And that way, everybody's up to date. So, as I mentioned in an earlier podcast, if one person's at the store and somebody else is at home and they realize, oh, we need this, you can just add it to your list and it instantly appears on the other person's list as well. Provided, of course, that they're connected to the internet. So, the best way to use this in that fashion would be, you know, with a Wi-Fi connection or a 3G data connection, which you can have on either the iPhone or the iPad. So, I'm going to double tap on my weekly
group button in weekly grocery list. Zero. List. Back button.
Okay. And if you look at this list.
Prepare. One of two. Selected.
We're in prepare mode.
Shop. Two of two.
There's also a shop mode.
Add button.
There's an add mode where you can add, an add button where you can add groceries to this list or add items to this list.
Weekly groceries. Alfredo sauce. Canned. Jar goods. Zero.
Now that's an item that's in my list.
Reorder Alfredo sauce. Canned. Jar goods. Zero. Button. Draft. Decrease. Button. Reorder.
Okay.
Decrease.
Decrease.
Button. Increase.
Increase.
Button.
That's for quantity.
All-purpose cleaner.
All-purpose
cleaning
cleaner.
Supplies. Zero.
And the list goes on and on. You can add items. When you tap add, you can search for an item or you can start looking through the list. But I certainly recommend searching at least somewhat to narrow your results. You can also add custom items if by some slim chance the item you want is not in here. And you can even add a photo to make that item more realistic. And then you can change the quantities. You can sort by category, by alphabetical, or by a custom order, for example, the order that it appears in your house. Then when you go to shop mode, you can shop, and as you get items, you check them off. Or you can X them off, which means there's a reason for Xing them off. It means this is where they would be in the store, but they don't have any right now. Or I didn't like the price. Or if it was, you know, produce, it didn't look good enough. Or whatever reason, I didn't get this item, but I'm Xing it off so that you, the Grocery Gadget app, know where the item is. And so the next time you use this list, it's going to remember the order automatically. So it reorders in shop mode so that you can benefit from that in your grocery store. There's a lot to this app, and it's all accessible. All right, let's exit that.
Home.
Actually,
Grocery G.
I want to go back into it because I want to remember to go.
Grocery G. Tutorials. Heading. Tutorial. View shopping lists.
Back a level. Not that I need to.
Lists. Back button.
Always a good habit, though, I think.
Edit.
Okay.
Button.
Now we're at the root.
Home. Grocery G. Tap to open.
I want to get my iPhone here. I have an app on this iPhone that I don't have on the iPad, and I think you'll like it. It's the XM Radio.
408. Unlock. Unlock. Messages. Text field. Is editing. Auto correction on.
I was in
auto
a text message.
Messages. Button. Messages. Edit. Button. Home. Messages. Double tap to open.
And by the way, if you have an XM or Sirius account, and you pay for the premium online service, which is very inexpensive, added onto your
Compass.
Other
page 1 of 7
account. You can do this.
Page 1 of 7. Contact.
On as many devices as you
double
have.
Tap to page 2 of 7. Page 2 of 7. Flashlight. Double
what
tap
page
to
might
open.
This be on, though?
Quick tip. Online. Double tap to open.
There it is. Online. I've already entered my username online and password the first time.
January 2nd, 11.
So I don't have to do it again.
Bar mobile applicant. Button. Bar mobile app. Button underscore add to FAFS. Button under categories. Pop. Rock. Dance and electronic. Hip hop R&B. Country.
And so on and so forth. Let's double tap on one.
Pop. Pop.
And now let's, and this works over 3G as well as Wi-Fi.
Rock. Hip. Country. Sirius XM hits 1. Tick. Blue underscore arrow. 20 on 20. In my head. Jason Derulo.
It tells you the song.
Sirius XM hits 1. Tick tock. The Blend. You and Me. Lifehouse. Sirius XM Love. Oh Girl. Paul Young.
Let's do that one.
Sirius XM Love. Oh Girl. Paul Young.
When we're done listening, we exit with the home button.
Double tap to open.
And of course the music stops. Now, it is my assumption, although I don't know this for a fact, I know it about Pandora, but it is my assumption that with XM also, as of the release of iPhone OS 4, which is coming this summer, you'll be able to exit and or rather continue using the other features of the iPhone and let the music playing, because as of iPhone 4, they're introducing multitasking into the iPhone OS. It's going to be available sometime this summer for the iPhone 3GS and iPod Touch. Some features on the iPhone 3G, but not all of them. And for the iPad this fall. So that's pretty exciting. A bunch of new features, over 100 new user features on the iPhone OS. One inbox for multiple mail accounts, create playlists right on the device. The iBooks app will be available for the iPhone. Just a ton of new features, and not the least of which is the multitasking. So that is a great app, and rather a great expectation as well. Now there are there's a Bible app that I'd like to show you, and since I've got the iPhone,
flashlight.
Actually, let's show it to you on the iPad, because I would imagine that the split screen
Doc, photos.
Is going to work.
Double tap to open. Calendar.
On this.
Double iPod. Page 1 of 6. Page 1 of 6. Fifth grader 2000 adventure. Around me. Art studio assistant. Auto zip. Baby go. Band.
The zip area code and zip programs and the Around Me program is fully, they're both fully accessible as well.
Barcodescan. Bible.
The barcode scanning program is fully accessible. Here's Bible.
Bible, signin2uversion.com. Sign, create an account. No thanks, button, no thanks.
I'm going to say
button.
No thanks for now.
Alert, new translations available. There are new translations available. Check the translations area to see what's new. There are new okay, but. And five, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Four.
We're in Genesis.
And the earth, two. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. 1. More info. Button. American Standard Version. Button. Next. Button. Genesis 1. Button. Genesis 1. Button.
Now let's look on the left.
One. More info. American Standard
Version. Okay, maybe not. Maybe on the right.
Genesis.
I would say...
Next. Genesis 1.
I know that it exists. Maybe, oh, you know what? We're not in full screen. That's probably part of the issue.
Switch to full screen mode. Switch to normal. Genesis 1.
See what that looks like now.
And the earth was waste and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Let's go to the left side.
414. Next. Genesis 1. Button. Read. Selected. Button.
All right. Bottom left.
And God saw every read. Selected. Search. Button. Read plans. Button. Lib. Button. More. Button.
So you can search for a passage of scripture. You can read it, whatever the case may be. You can do that. That was Landscape. In portrait mode. So that's the Bible app, and there are, as I said, tons more, but, you know, for me to show you every one of them is going to take a long time. So.
And the earth brought forth grass. Herbs yield home. Bible. Double tap to open.
I am actually going to conclude this podcast here, and in the next podcast we'll proceed with the calendar and contacts in creating events and creating contacts and so on. I, again, encourage you to keep your questions coming. MJ Volbrecht, VOLLBRECHT, at EmbarkMail, EmbarkMail.com. Keep them coming. And definitely we'll be doing another podcast very soon. Until that time, this is Matt Volbrecht, hoping that all your apples stay worm-free. Bye, everybody. See you next time.